Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
With a little cash and some kindness, we'll help a bunch of teachers get ready for the year with your credit card. And a click of the mouse, we'll take all of these lists, we'll clear them all away. 'Cause I've got a list for you. Oh yeah. And we wanna clear it too. And did you know those paints and books and pens?
Yeah.
The teacher bought with their own cash, and no one seemed to care.
I
we
did not.
Said not cool.
Not cool.
And we got an idea. Let's do this thing together. Let's all do our share. 'Cause I've got a list for you to clear it to. And I've got a list for you. The best that we can.
Let's go.
Get your flannel out.
Kennedy, say good morning to teacher Karen McGillicuddy.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, good morning. I just want to let you know I am not a Karen.
We know. Just because your name is doesn't mean you are. And we know that.
We understand the difference.
Yeah, we do.
Yes.
So an elementary art teacher at John J. Duran Community School in Fall River Public Schools. You have worked in that district for 9 wonderful years. And you need some help clearing the list with your art supplies. And I think the number of kids that come through your class, your art classroom weekly is mind-blowing. Tell everybody how many kids come through your art classroom each week.
Last year, we had 511 students come through our art classroom.
And this is one of those things that's getting cut. You know, you have one art teacher for 10,000 students. It's insane.
Right.
So I just think what you're doing is so wonderful, continuing to push the arts. The arts are so important. Creativity is so important. Doing stuff that works with another part of your brain is so important. I applaud what you do.
Thank you.
What sort of supplies are we needing for 511 students?
So my Amazon wish list ranges from, you know, materials that we don't have provided to us, things that I know the students might see on like YouTube or TikToks, like paint markers, beads. I want them to have access to materials that they might not be able to purchase at home or that our district doesn't provide. Okay. Paint sticks. What else we got?
It doesn't matter. We're buying it all.
Yep, it's happening.
Karen, how important is it to have for these students to have these things and for art to continue to be in schools?
I mean, I loved art as a child, and that's what actually made me become an art teacher. So just having that part of creativity in your day and having that brain break of, you know, math and ELA, and you get to use that other side of your brain, like you said, and it's a fun place to be during the day.
All right. You go do your work. We're going to do our work here on the radio show, and we're going to help clear your list, okay?
I really appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks, Karen.
Yeah, and thanks for what you do so much.
I was a beast with the paper mache back in the day.
And we're going to tell you how you can help clear Karen's list here in just a moment, but we have Monica standing by. Monica Wilson is a sixth grade teacher, Kennedy. Say hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you teach at Parkside Middle School, Manchester, New Hampshire, and you serve a school where a lot of families actually can't afford to buy what they need to start school. Is that right?
We do have a lot of low-income families. We're on the west side of Manchester, and myself and my team and our school social worker We try to make sure that our kids have everything that they need to start the school year. We usually have, you know, backpacks available, whatever it is. I don't even think we sent out a supply list this year, just because, you know, so many families are not necessarily able to provide their students with everything that we would want for them to have.
Kennedy, so, I read in her email she bought 600 pre-sharpened pencils for the students, so that they didn't
last
year. So just so they could have when they came in the classroom and not have to worry about it all year.
But they were gone by Christmas. So you understand how much the need is. And you started a school store program. Can you speak to a little bit about that?
Yes. So my team in particular, we have a particular group of students who are identified on the autism spectrum. And so they're semi-self-contained, and they are co-taught with a special ed case manager. And I teach social studies. And so one of the challenges is, you know, finding the relevance of, like, I teach ancient history. So, like, how do we make that relevant to, you know, not just our general population students, but to this group of students in particular? And what I decided to do last year was I wanted to embed some social skills, some life skills in my curriculum for this particular group of students. And so I started a sort of snack cart school store situation for the sixth grade, and it's run by these students. And so they're learning customer service, they're learning handling money, and they're, you know, they're getting out and they're, you know, mixing and mingling with students across the sixth grade. And it's really giving them an opportunity to, you know, start building some of those hard life skills. And so at the end of last year, we had actually made a fair amount of money, and that got kind of reinvested in the team. So some of that paid for a bus for a field trip.
Wow.
I reinvested the money into, I bought us an industrial cart, as opposed to, I was using a couple of old rickety, like, AV carts.
Okay, Monica, this is where we're going to do our work now. You have shared your story. We're going to put everybody to work to help clear your list, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much. And I put some games on my list, too. Our students do a lot of work with a reading and math program called iReady.
Okay.
And if they complete their lessons for the week, we have Fun Fridays. And so I am kind of hoping to build this, you know, box of games.
Oh,
so that,
awesome.
You know, they have access to that instead of just kind of sitting there, you know, on their computers or whatever, you know, just, you know.
Every kid should play a mean game of Sorry every once in a while in school is what she's saying, Kennedy.
100%.
All right. Thank you, Monica. Thank you for coming on the show and sharing your story. So this is how Clear the List works. You've now heard from two teachers. You've heard their stories. You've heard a little bit about them and the challenges that they're facing in the classroom. Two different teachers, two different sets of challenges. But it's super simple. We are going to post their list. You can go to our website, mix1041.com. And when you're there, you will see every teacher that we're going to feature, the link right to their list. Go in, buy one thing, buy all of the things. It's as simple as that.
Yep.
Did I miss anything?
The big list is up right now. And we'll post the list of the teachers that we speak to every morning separately as well. So it is all up there by city. Go pick your community and support your
teacher. Yeah, maybe there's a teacher that you haven't heard on the air, but you know they're in your community, and you can go find them there.
Yep.
So you have to do the actual work right now, and we would appreciate anything that you can do for these teachers. Again, go to mix1041.com to help clear the list. That's mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.